You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about QAnon and the New Age thinking and how to find your place with all the craziness and conspiracy theories. But most important, we're going to talk about how to have credibility in the world of intangibles and energy. We are Married Intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored and instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, this is going to be an interesting one. So can you explain how you came up with the topic of QAnon, New Age thinking, and so forth? So what's going on?
Well, you know, we still talk to clients, and
of course,
I had a yoga teacher who was struggling with whether to get the shot or not, COVID shot or not.
Okay.
You know, we've seen in this era of COVID, a lot of thought leaders, people that I followed who are in, you know, alternative health advocates, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Going off into some what I thought was a rabbit hole of just information that just doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And they were conflating their opinion with facts and this conspiracy that traditional medicine is out to control us and to hurt us in a way.
Okay.
You know, and we've never been a fan of traditional medicine, but we know it has its place.
Absolutely.
You know, and I never wanted to to be all in with traditional medicine or all in with some of the other stuff, but to see a lot of the what we call New Age or alternative medicine,
sure,
going into these some of these ideas that were just really way out there. And I've seen articles about how the anti-vaxxers or the alternative medicine people and the QAnon people are there's more and more people that are in that realm that are falling for the QAnon conspiracies and things like that.
Boy, I that's so hard for me to believe, but I'm not discounting,
yes,
what you're saying. I find that really hard to believe.
Well, it highlights what we've always seen.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny because we don't really fit in any special,
no.
If you're being a black and white thinker, we don't fit anywhere.
No,
we don't. Know? We're not advocates for traditional medicine, although we use it all the time.
Yes, of course we do.
And we're not advocates completely for alternative medicine because we see some of the weaknesses and the gaps. And
some of the benefits of alternative medicine and alternative of self-healing, things like that.
So let me give you an example.
Okay.
You know, we had a client who has been using alternative medicine for years and years and years and working with me for,
okay,
a long, long time.
Okay.
And she went to one of her alternative providers and.
Oh, and this was during COVID,
COVID. Okay. And she asked if he would wear a mask and her whole office, they had put up signs that says they don't wear masks,
right,
you know, and they had this belief that people that got COVID were somehow weak or emotionally weak or vulnerable or victims. And this client, I know she's not in that category.
No, not at all.
And for him to be black and white and say, if you're afraid of getting COVID, then this happens. She could see right through that.
Right.
And that, you know, that wasn't true either. you know, and they eventually worked it out and, they were able to continue to work together. But this is some of the stuff that we see is that on the other side or on both sides, there's this, this is the way it is.
And there is nothing else.
And there's nothing else. In other words, completely it's black and white.
One way is the only way.
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
And
in this show, we're not going to determine what's true and what's not true. But, and we never do that anyways.
I was going to say, because that's for you to do. But what we do give you is the ecosystem approach that will help you do that, help you make decisions.
Because what we see is that what's happening in this time of COVID, the people that that work with energy, but haven't really gone inward and gotten rid of enough of the blockages to their essence,
right?
It would create a form of thinking and an objectivity that a lot of the people that we see don't have.
Well, and one of the things that you and I have seen, this is, you know, personal, but what we've seen is that what people think is objectivity isn't objectivity. It's stuck, stubborn, and truly don't have all the facts.
Because usually it's one way.
Exactly.
You know, and we've been to other alternative providers.
Of course.
You know, sure. Our body, as we evolve and as we've been doing this, and we call it evolved consciousness.
Right.
We've been clearing our essence for the last 20 years aggressively, intensely.
Yeah.
You know, we find that it's sobering and it creates a form of humility. Because what happens when you start removing this negative energy, and we talk about this in what we term the discovery.
The discovery show. Yeah, absolutely.
We've done a couple shows on discovery where we found that even people that have achieved greatness have 80% of their essence covered with negative energy.
And this is one of those, well, I will say, even though you can't see this 80% yourself, because most people can't. In fact, we've never found anybody else yet that really can. Some people get a hint of it, but yes, the point that I'm getting at is that when we have blocks that are keeping us from the clarity, the objectivity, and the awareness that, believe it or not, is a true gift from life force, that what happens is that it taints the view of the truth.
Yes.
It taints the view. And so I want to connect
this. And so the audience understands, we're not here to say we know it all.
Oh, geez. No, not at all.
But as we go further and further, what we find is that we have a natural curiosity.
Yes.
And we get these hits, whether it's traditional medicine or alternative medicine, that says, that doesn't sound right.
Right. And sometimes both of them go, that doesn't sound right. But then we also, one of the things we've learned is we take some from one side and I'm talking about information. We take information from one side, information from the other side, and we use the ecosystem approach to determine what is in our best interest.
And more specifically, it's our intuition that has developed as a result of the ecosystem approach. And we get these little hints, like we know from the very beginning that we knew it wasn't a hoax.
Oh, and he's talking about COVID. Oh,
yeah. That didn't feel right at all. And this idea that it's no different than the flu didn't feel right at all either.
Well,
you know, and so we weren't necessarily afraid of it.
Right.
And we used a lot of alternative supplements to help us develop our immune system specifically
for that,
help us with COVID.
Exactly.
But we also knew at the same time that was not 100%.
Well, and the other thing is I want to back up to when someone says pandemic, I don't mean someone, but when the medical community says pandemic, I mean, hello, wake up and smell the coffee here. Understand that pandemic means, you know, mass.
Everybody.
Infection, mass.
It's a worldwide pandemic.
It is exactly. And so understand that doesn't mean you have to panic. It means you have to pay attention to what is right for you and what isn't right for you.
And we know, we try and be as organic and natural.
Absolutely.
In terms of the way we exercise
and eat
and all those things.
Yes.
But it's always a struggle. And in this world today, it's hard to do it completely in a
100%.
Pure. And even then we know we can, because we can see it, that doesn't necessarily, the biggest blocks, the biggest gaps in your immune system is usually emotional.
So exactly.
It's not.
And
it's,
nobody's paying attention.
Yes.
Sorry. I got excited about that because nobody's paying attention. And when you understand that each one of us.
I have to calm her down all the time.
Yes, sorry. But each one of us has emotionality one way or another. My emotionality isn't like Jason's. And so when you start to understand yourself by using the ecosystem approach and understand your emotionality, then you get better clarity about information that's coming at you and that you're even delivering.
There's another story, which is on the other side of the realm, which is my daughter was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease.
Right.
And long story short, she... this was way back in a long time ago before I started doing this work.
And, right. Early 90s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
We used a cranial sacral technique to listen to her essence at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the language then, but that's what, it was going to go past her personality.
Right.
And it was determined that after four cycles of chemotherapy, her body had enough. Her body said that was enough.
And wasn't she?
She was 14 at the time.
Well, no, but suggested that she do six cycles.
Yeah, six cycles, and the doctor then reported me to Child Protective Services and said she's going to die without this.
Right.
Of course, she didn't die. She's fine. She's pregnant right now with her first child. Healthy.
Very much. But there's one more part of the story that you didn't say. That they reported him to Child Protective Services, but he had to get himself a lawyer, and the lawyer discovered that the treatment that they were giving his daughter was experimental. So there was a real conflict in the medical suggestion.
But it was this righteousness that says, if you don't use traditional medicine, you're going to die.
Right.
And even if it's experimental, it's so much better than anything else that you could possibly use.
Exactly.
It's talk about black and white thinking.
Right.
Talk about almost a stupid stubborn. And this guy, this oncologist was, quote unquote, the best in the United States.
Okay.
And by his own admission, of course. But, it goes that black and white thinking and that stubborn thinking is on both sides.
Right. So, Jason, we're running out of time in this segment. What are the key points of this segment?
Programming is toxic to both sides of New Age and science and leads to imbalances and bad thinking.
Mm.
Programming leads to black and white thinking, righteousness, and being rigid with positions. And the ecosystem approach is not about having a specific position, but the process to understand your own motives to those positions.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you a more holistic thought pattern and to connect with an innate intelligence.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to have credibility in a world that only values what you can see, touch, and measure. This is going to be interesting. The ecosystem approach. This is the ecosystem approach show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to have credibility in a world that only values what you can see, touch, or measure. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. So, Jason, I know that you and I have struggled with credibility since we've been together. Well, but before we met, I always knew I could see or that I had intuition, but I wasn't benefiting from it at all, from it in any place of my life. A lot of people thought I was a little crazy.
Yeah, and they've spoken to me actually, but we've struggled with this from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that we could see was that this idea that using your intuition to predict the future just doesn't work.
Well, first off, we all have the ability. One of the things everybody has is the ability to choose.
Yes.
And in the last split second, by the way.
So the future is based on decisions that a complex web of decisions from all these different people.
That's right.
And so we never know, there's no way that, so if you get a hit that the plane that you're going to ride on is going to crash. There may be some truth to that.
Okay.
But you could clear it in the moment and yes. It could be fine.
Yes.
There's no way to, predicting the future doesn't work, and it's created a lot of bad press for people that
have intuition and can see.
Yes.
Yes.
We've noticed that over the years that there are a lot of closet believers. We've had PhDs, managers, corporate heads, highly educated and accomplished people who didn't want to acknowledge their interest publicly. They knew it was true. Mm-hmm. They felt it was true, but they didn't want to say it out loud because there was a stigma.
Right.
And we've dealt with that stigma for a long time, but that stigma is actually the opposite side of black and white thinking, rigidity, righteousness, you know. And we've had people who thought we were crazy.
Sure.
They would cross the street when they saw us. They thought we're doing all sorts of immoral or bad things by working with energy. So we've had to deal with this all along. But in a nutshell, this is how we deal with it.
Okay.
We don't lead with who we are. We don't have a label that says I'm an intuitive. We don't have any t-shirts that say I'm intuitive. We just go out there in the world and we're us.
We are.
And people like us.
Yes.
And I know people like us. It's because of the energy.
Oh, absolutely.
And we get along with people. We're supportive. We're fun. And that's because of the energy.
Yes.
And then it's only after they get to know us, you know, that they ask, well, you know, what do you do? Or, you know, we say that we work full time and we do all this, and we give it to them, and just, we withhold in a way.
Yeah.
We don't just say, oh, okay, here it is.
Well, because we know that people, what is it? The shock value doesn't work.
And if they really want to know, they'll keep asking.
They'll keep asking.
You know, and that's fine.
And there are people that do that.
And we share that with them.
Yes.
But leading with who we are, as opposed to some label about who we are, right, is the key. Now, it doesn't work 100%. Now, there's so many people. I have a couple stories about this. We were just thinking about this because when we bought this house, we looked at another house.
Oh yeah.
And the woman who had that house, you walked in the door and there was all these crystals and new age trinkets, so to speak.
Yes.
That was screaming, oh, I'm a spiritual person. Now her energy was awful. And
it didn't scream, I'm a spiritual person.
It didn't match up with the all the trinkets and whatnot.
Right.
And what we saw was that she was trying to be very nice. And she was trying to put forth this idea that there was good energy in the house, which of course wasn't.
The house, it was her.
It was her, didn't have any good energy. And even the house, it was questionable. And she was trying to get this idea that, well, because I'm a spiritual person, you should pay me what I want, which was probably a higher price than the market at the time.
Yes.
And it just wasn't the right house for us. It was too much and it didn't work out.
Right.
But she led with that. She tried to use that label as something to say, this is about me, mm-hmm, which was trying to hide who she really was.
Yeah.
We've seen in reverse. I worked with a client one time who was a PhD psychologist, and I don't remember how she found us, but she worked with me for a while. And Patricia, this is a time when we lived, we had an upstairs and a downstairs, and I had my office downstairs, and she'd come downstairs. Patricia would come downstairs and mouth to me, who are you working with? And I would say,
this person.
Yeah. And yes. Because the energy was so bad.
It was floating upstairs. Let me just say it that way.
And
it was like, oh,
she would lead the conversation. The fact that she was a PhD psychologist came up over and over and over again. Those credentials she was hiding behind.
Correct.
And it was out there. And a lot of people, they get their sense of who they are from their credentials, but that's part of the problem, because programming teaches you to read someone's resume as opposed to feel their energy.
Exactly.
You know,
and understand their energy.
For those people who are more evolved and want to have credibility in this realm, if you could, if other people could read energy,
mm-hmm,
us, the intuitive people, the energy people, would have far more credibility than what's out there now.
Right.
But you have to get rid of that 80%, because if you can't just think you're an energy person because you do a little yoga or you do a little Reiki or something like this.
Well, or if you take a lot of great supplements, or if you exercise all the time.
Or if you're doing if you're into some new age ideas.
Exactly.
That doesn't necessarily create good energy. And that's what's part of the ecosystem approach, is because you get to know who you are authentically.
And when you get to know you, then you can start understanding the world around you. And I want to just bring back one point about QAnon and the ideas. People that have gravitated towards QAnon, when I look at them, I see that they're angry and they're afraid and they
need something in their life.
They're missing the emotional understanding of themselves in their life. And so they're looking outside themselves for it.
Exactly. And what the ecosystem approach teaches you is to go inward for that and get a connection.
Yes.
You get this solidness, this confidence that you have.
Absolutely.
That you wouldn't have otherwise.
Right. Yeah.
So when we see New Agers going to QAnon, we see, it kind of exposes the weaknesses of some of the new age thinking.
Yes.
Because there's this, it's form of programming.
Yeah.
Oh. Where it says you just do this, this, and this, right, and everything, then you'll right have good energy.
Or
and
if that's you not dismiss, true. If you dismiss this, this, and that about the world that they lived in and want to live in a different world, yes, so to speak. And I'm talking about an awareness, not, you know, a world, not this one. But the point that I'm getting at, or that we're getting at, is that when you use the ecosystem approach, it gives you an ability, a clarity, an awareness, not only about who you are and the ability to change it, but to look outside. And when you have that ability to look outside, you can choose, do I want to be part of that? Or do I want to be part of this? Or maybe I don't want to be part of any of it.
You know, our first experience with this is people that are overly programmed in terms of science. And they're the ones who say, you know, I don't believe in all that. I don't believe in all that fooey stuff, you know, right, that, right, that sort of thing. But the truth is, we live in a world where it's full of intangibles. You can't give someone a pound of love. Why do things happen? Why is there luck and success and
in one place and not in another?
Yeah.
And all of
what's
those
good
things.
Luck, what's bad luck?
Exactly.
All these intangibles. We don't go to war because of logic. We go to war because of emotion.
Emotion, exactly.
You know, and so that's where we live in this intangible world.
Right.
And so when people say, "I don't believe in all that stuff," I'm flabbergasted, because
yes,
it's a form of emotional stubbornness and righteousness,
right,
on the other side,
yeah,
that doesn't make sense to me at all. But now I'm seeing it on both sides,
exactly,
which makes me really uncomfortable, which is why we did this show in the first place.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So
this
is a time, if this is touching you right now, to say, okay, maybe there's something here that I need, and it's time to commit to doing the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
And go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, mm-hmm, and you can get started right away.
Yeah.
So,
and have fun with it.
Yes.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The best way to demonstrate your evolution is with the energy you project in the world.
Mm.
Programming trains people to look at surface traits and credentials, not energy or authenticity. People who have been highly programmed and focused on the tangible world stubbornly resist other information, like the stuff that we do.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to refine the energy of essence that is projected in the world.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to help you find your place in the world of energy and science, where nothing is black and white. Where do you belong in all of this? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at myturnlifecoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on transformationtalkradio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you find your place in the world of energy and science where nothing is black and white. Where do you belong in all this? We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery. This is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, I know many of our listeners right now know about energy, essence, and intuition, and also, well, trust science and data. Good. But when there are extremes on both sides, how do they find where they're comfortable or where they feel safe?
So if you were constantly removing the negative energy in your essence,
okay,
you would start to have what we call evolved consciousness. Mm-hmm. And then when you have that feeling that you're in the right place, mm-hmm. It's valid. Here's the problem.
Okay.
You can have that feeling, yes, and be completely off.
Yes.
You know, you feel that you're right, but not know you're right. One of the things about the ecosystem approach.
Or think that you're right and not be right.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the things about the ecosystem approach is that as you go forward, you see how you start to lie to yourself. You see how you say, well, I think I was this, but really I'm this. And usually it's a negative, it's not,
yes,
a positive.
Yes, true.
You know, it's not meant to be that way. But as you remove that negative energy has created delusions about you and your life.
Or what we call cover up. It's, yes, covered. It's covered up who you are.
Exactly. And as you remove that negative energy, you can start to see yourself more clearly and say, oh my gosh, I get it now.
Well, and I want to say, all of us come here with purposes. And when those purposes or the information for those purposes is covered up, then we don't get to do our purposes.
Well, exactly. You know, we've had so many therapists, social workers,
correct,
psychologists, mm-hmm, that have come to us, and they're amazed because what we do is often much more effective than what they do, because talking about trying to figure things out by talking doesn't change the energy.
It doesn't.
And it's the energy that keeps you from seeing those things.
Yes.
You know, when there's a couple that is struggling to get along, it's usually the negative energy that's in between them.
Yes.
That one of them can't see or both of them can't see.
And what they want to do is blame. And when they start blaming, then they start hating. And it's really, negative energy can destroy so many great things.
So, you know, people,
great relationships.
When we go out in the world, people marvel at not only us individually, but our relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, you guys don't fight. You guys like to be together during COVID. You know, you don't want to.
Driving you crazy?
Yeah.
No, not at all. You know, it's the irony is that because we can see the energy because of the ecosystem approach, but we can also change the energy with the ecosystem approach. It's really incredible the things that we have been able to do and help not only ourselves, but other people with.
Yes.
It's really, you know, amazing.
So how do you have credibility in the world and you're trying to have, maybe you do something like Reiki or yoga or something that's like this. These days, it's far more acceptable than it used to be.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not sure it's because of it's been proven. It's more because it's just people have accepted it.
Well, and not only that, but there's the complete doubters, but people who have experienced, because someone said, come on, just go with me. Let's go have a Reiki session today. Things like that. Or let's go talk to so-and-so and ask what they see, that kind of thing. That's where our credibility has been gifted. I'll say it that way.
Well, and we find that younger people are a lot more receptive to being intuitive.
That's true.
Than older people. They had some sort of,
well, stuck in their ways. Yes. That's the way I would say it.
But the idea is that we're trying to help you in this segment to be comfortable. Yeah. And truly the way to be comfortable is it comes from within. It's not something that's out here. It's not something that you can,
it's not something you buy. It's not a
sign that you flash.
Exactly.
That says,
it's
okay, this is who I am.
In a makeup kit. It's not how much you exercise.
And so what happens is that by using the ecosystem approach, it's like a, this is a male metaphor, but it's like sandpaper for your energy. Oh. All those rough edges over, yeah, you know, sure, all sure, around sure. there. It's just, sure. you know, what we do is we help people refine that, smooth it out. And it's so much nicer.
And also not have fear so they can look at it.
And at the same time, when you're removing that negative energy from your essence comes through and says, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And it's always, your essence always has a sense of, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. Now, some people get, you know, take it or leave it. And some people are much more nice about it.
Yeah.
But when your essence has that confidence,
yes,
it's a very quiet form of, this is who I am.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with me, I don't care. It's I'm solid inside. And that's what happens when you apply the ecosystem approach. And we think the ecosystem approach is very unique because out there, there's a lot of things that are supposedly energy, but they're really programming. They help you with energy, but yes. they're programming. And we think, oh my gosh, that, you know, don't they, can't they see? And apparently they can't. You know, one of the things that we've developed, we developed the ecosystem approach strictly from using our intuition. It's like we were led
to do that. And I would say one of our purposes.
And it's not like we've been reading the ancient texts for years and years and years. We're looking at the way the world is today.
Yes.
Based on our ability to see.
Yes.
And it's not an interpretation of ancient texts that were written 1,000 years ago when there wasn't an iPhone or a smartphone or Wi-Fi, you know, it's before Wi-Fi, you
okay.
know, for some of you out
sure.
there. So, so I want to get to the part about teaching people how to clear because okay. we're going to do that in the fourth segment. And that's going to help you have that confidence and that knowing that says, okay, here I am in the world. This is, you kind of, a quiet kind of take it or leave it.
Yes. Okay. So, do we want to do key points first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll start with that. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Using the ecosystem approach, you begin to see yourself with more clarity and then the world around you. Your own evolution is the key to being comfortable and making a position in the world that you can trust. Your essence naturally has confidence, but it's the negative energy that blocks it. So if you clear it away, that's where you get confidence.
Amazing.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to refine the energy you project in the world in a way that creates credibility.
Credibility and other people trust you.
Yes.
And you trust yourself.
Yes.
It's amazing. So with that said, Jason's going to start out and teach you how to do the clearing for those of you who don't know how to do it. And then afterwards, I'm going to talk about life force.
So it's very simple. You can stand, sit, lay down. You can be walking. You can be driving.
Right.
You can, it doesn't matter. The posture is not important.
And you don't have to have your eyes closed. You don't have to be
exactly
serene, so to speak.
Or reverent
would be a better word. You can be anywhere and it works.
Yes. And so, as we say, to eliminate, it's veils and illusions, barriers. Sometimes it's emotions, sure. Angers, shame, guilt, fear. Just gather that up and blow it into the processor. I know Olivia is putting a picture of the processor up.
Thank you, Olivia. We appreciate that.
And so, just blow it into that processor. If you don't have the mental image of the processor, use a trash can or use a mental image of a trash can.
Yes.
You know, exactly. if you want to be portable.
Yes.
If all of a sudden you get thrown in a Turkish prison, you can keep the visual of the processor in your mind. And we exactly. created the processor on the other side. You can make it bigger. You can make it smaller. You can move it around.
Right.
You can miniaturize it. You can expand
it. Make it big. And if I'm really, clearing a lot of stuff, I'll expand mine in my mind and throw in other words, I don't want to miss throwing that negative energy where it belongs. We'll put it that way.
We've had people say, well, I can't get it in the processor. When I'm in my mind's eye, I'm always missing the processor. Well, clear the idea that you're missing the processor exactly. and then try again.
So. Okay. So, and after we do that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And by the way, we all have access to it. Some of us have been led to believe we don't, but we do. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our body and our arms, clear down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn that positive energy around and let it help us remove more negative energy. It works. It just works. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing to help you evolve and show you your authentic energy. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
mindfulness, staying present to the moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but we know on a bad day, it's tough to achieve. So here's a 2-minute drill you can use to enhance your capacity for mindfulness. Find an activity you do every day, like washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, and while you're doing it, focus on nothing else. Not your to-do list, not worries about the past, not rehearsing conversations, just the physical sensation of engaging in that activity. As we enhance our capacity for mindfulness in these ordinary activities, we're better able, when the going gets rough, to bring that capacity to bear, to be calm and authentic in those moments. If you'd like to learn more about how to enhance mindfulness in your life, contact me at McGuireLifeCoach.com and listen to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio, Thursdays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearing using the ecosystem approach to help you evolve and show you your authentic energy. Jason, are you ready?
Okay, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I have credibility in the energy realm with authentically good energy.
Ooh,
take a breath. Blow it into that processor.
And to eliminate any fear that I have that working with the energy, my energy, won't show on the outside, when the truth is, it will. Take a nice breath. Get rid of that fear and put it in the processor wherever Olivia has that on the screen.
So, and to eliminate the feeling of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness, that shows that can interfere with my credibility in my life.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that I have that keeps me from the confidence with my abilities and about my abilities. Take a breath. That one is huge, everyone. Take a breath. And blow out any negative energy. Good.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can use the energy from my essence to create credibility in the world.
Yeah, I like that.
That's authentic. That's the real thing.
Right there. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that there is a whole world of intangibles and unseen forces that affects my life every single day, even if I'm sitting in the house. Take a breath. Blow out those negative energies.
And to eliminate my feelings of fear and terror of being strange that makes me cling to program solutions and ideas.
Good one. And to eliminate all the hurt and depression I already have that tells me I'm disconnected from collective energy. But the truth is, you're really not. It's just a block. Get rid of that block right now. Throw it in that processor garbage can. Throw it away. You don't need it.
And to eliminate any anger I have that blocks my essence and makes me susceptible to ideas that just don't make sense.
That's a good one. Take a breath. And to eliminate the rules that I have that says, if I don't join or I'm not connected to some sort of group that's out there in the world and they're really loud and say things that most people wouldn't say, it means that I'm not doing it right. But the truth is, find out for yourself within yourself first, then decide whether you're going to join a group or not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my feelings of resistance, I have to connection to my essence and the other life on earth. Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any anger I have that blocks my essence, that makes me susceptible to ideas that don't make sense. We already did that one. We can do it again, though. Take it a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that energy, intuition, and logic are at odds, when that's not true at all.
No, not in the least. In fact, when you clean up your energy, you wouldn't believe the logic that comes in.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that says energy, intuition, I can't believe I'm doing that. We'll do the next one. And to eliminate any thinking that says an idea or concept is absolutely correct and that there is no other possibility about it. When the truth is, that's what I was talking about a minute ago. When you start clearing the negative energies, you can see
other possibilities
around you. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the clarity so I can be objective while using intuition and innate intelligence.
Exactly. Take a breath. I just want to say, remind everyone the story again. When I first met Jason and he did a clearing on me, much different than what we do now, but a clearing on me. He said, yeah, Patricia, you need some objectivity. And I shook my head. I went, uh-huh. Soon as I left that meeting, I'm going to say it that way, I had to go look up and see what objectivity was because I didn't know what objectivity was truly. And it was like, huh, what a concept. I really don't know what I didn't get it. But I want you to know, I'm really glad that I did that. But it was because of the clearing that I gave myself permission to be able to do that. So with that said, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see restoring my own ecosystem is the real way to objectivity and truth and knowing about who I am and where I belong in the world. Take a breath.
I think the best story is the one where we just started clearing and you went and saw your family and they say, what have you been doing? Oh. Like you got a discount card to spa treatments, you know, for 10 days straight or something, you know.
That one was very interesting. Okay. So Jason, I'm going to activate some life force.
Okay.
And to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. So I activate life force for happiness and power. Well, clarity and objectivity, so I can be in the world with knowing. Take a breath. Call it in through the top of your head.
And to activate life force so I can trust that my essence and its innate knowing is part of my ability to see and know truth.
Take a breath. Call it in through the top of your head. It's a really good way to just clean that energy full bodied all the way to the tips of your toes. Anything that's left over, blow it out. You don't need it. And to activate life force so I can decide to use the ecosystem approach right now to learn how to restore my essence and my objectivity. Take a breath. And one last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy, healthy, objective, have creativity, laughter and love and fun and great health and knowing who I am so I can know what my soul purposes are and get out there and do them in the world and really be part of changing the negative energy in this world today. Take a breath, everybody, through the top of your head, all the way down. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This idea of fighting for success, you know, and whether that works or not.
Okay.
You know, most people, if they're trying, if they have a big objective, they get into this energy, whether they're aware of it or not, that I'm going to fight for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, you know,
yes. Whether it's, I was taught to do it that way.
Whether it's weight loss is like, you know,
yeah, I have to fight for it.
You do it when you clean the house. You know, there's this.
I don't clean the house anymore because he said that. It's not true.
There's this. I'm gonna clean the house. Yeah, get out of my way. Yeah.
Well, but that's what I was taught.
Well, I do that. I used to do that before I started shopping with you, but at the grocery store.
Oh,
you know, it was like, get it done. You know, yeah. Little old ladies, get in my way. You're gonna be. We're gonna mow you over.
Pancaked, you know? Down. Yes.
You know, there's so many things that we do that we have this fight energy.
Well, but we're unconscious about it.
Yes,
it's, you know, it's really interesting. First off, everyone, please join us for the show. And the reason I say that is that I guarantee you, you're going to see a piece of yourself in the information that we have for you next week. And when we have to fight for something and we use fight energy, I guarantee you, you're going to set up a lot of roadblocks for yourself.
Well, the thing is that most people think they're more mild mannered, they're more relaxed. I don't have fight energy. Well, this, you have to listen to the show because yes. we're gonna try and expose some of that and how it works. You know, when my wife had cancer, my first wife died of cancer.
Yeah, I was gonna say it wasn't me.
And the cancer was always, you know, when you go to in the cancer treatment, there's always this, you gotta fight it. You gotta fight the cancer.
Yes.
When my daughter had it second time, you gotta fight this. Well, really? Do you really have to fight it? Right. We're gonna talk about that next show.
Yes, and very, very, very interesting. Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me personally and to the audience out there?
So today, if some of this touched you, there's something that just got a little bit of a kick in your heart,
right,
or somewhere in your body that says, oh my gosh, you know, this is the part that's missing. This is the missing piece.
Or maybe this is the part that's missing. Oh, maybe I want to know more about this.
Whether you're science-based, whether you're new age-based, mm-hmm, whether you're energy-based or not, this this helps uncover who you are. It's not about having a specific viewpoint. It's not about having a specific idea. Right. It's not being loyal to a certain set of facts or ideas or even behavior. It's about going inward and seeing what's there that's blocking your essence and removing that. And this is, we've developed this ecosystem approach because your ecosystem includes the energy in your world and your essence or soul.
Well, and the ecosystem approach also touches every single aspect of your life.
We don't try and fix you like a machine. Exactly. We don't try and program you to say, think this way or think this way.
Exactly.
We try and uncover what's blocked in your essence, in your ecosystem.
I'll say it this way. So you can have your own opinion.
Yes.
And understanding of who you are and how you belong in the world today.
And that opinion comes from innate intelligence.
Yes.
That is connected to the collective that we've talked about during Earth Day.
Yes, exactly. So, Jason, what about Facebook?
So you can listen, you can watch our shows on Facebook.
Yes,
Facebook,
you can.
It's Facebook Live, or you can.
Hi, everyone.
Or it's recorded and you can watch them after the fact.
Right.
And just go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to sign up for our free section, if you want to do this on a regular basis, we make it easy for you.
We do.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free subscription service, which includes a weekly newsletter, and we have clearings for that. Okay. So it's that simple.
Okay. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.